Sniper fire in the nation's capital. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As many as 100 shots rang out Friday afternoon in Washington, D.C.'s Van Ness neighborhood.
People were unnecessarily shot in our community as a result of a senseless act of violence.
Washington's police chief Robert Conti says four people, including a 12-year-old girl, were wounded. Police say the suspect was a 23-year-old man from Fairfax, Virginia. He had a long gun mounted to a tripod in a nearby apartment. Police heard a shot as they burst in and found the suspect dead. The motive for the shooting still unknown. A jury in Tulsa, Oklahoma has convicted David Ware for the shooting death of a police officer during a traffic stop in June of 2020. Ware said he was in fear for his life after being tased. The jury next week will return to consider whether Ware deserves to be executed for the killing. Russia's objective in the next phase of its invasion of Ukraine is becoming clearer.
A Russian commander is now saying that Russia does want to take full control of eastern Ukraine, extending across the southern coast all the way to Moldova, essentially redrawing Russia's border from the Donbass in the east, creating a land bridge to Crimea and across southern Ukraine. It's also sparking fears Moldova could be the next to be invaded by Russia. Here is Ukrainian President Zelensky responding.
This only confirms what I have said many times. The Russian invasion of Ukraine was intended only as a beginning.
And in the southern port city of Mariupol, a new set of satellite images seems to suggest a second location of mass graves.
Fox's Matt Finn in western Ukraine. British military intelligence says Ukrainian counterattacks continue to hinder the progress of Russian forces. The Kremlin now admitting one sailor was killed and 27 others are missing in the sinking of one of its warships in the Black Sea, the Pentagon says, by a Ukrainian missile. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A search will resume at first light along the Rio Grande River on the Texas border with Mexico for a Texas National Guardsman who jumped into the water to save a woman migrant who was struggling in the current as she crossed the river. The soldier never resurfaced. Several members of President Biden's own party are calling on the White House to delay the repeal of a Trump-era immigration rule.
Over a dozen Democrats, including many in tight Senate races this fall, urging the White House to keep Title 42 in place. A group of bipartisan senators have introduced a bill to delay lifting Title 42 for 60 days. The bipartisan House Problem Solvers Caucus offered its endorsement. DHS says the Trump-era public health measure has barred over 1.7 million migrants from entering the United States over the past 2 years since the height of the pandemic. The Biden administration plans to repeal Title 42 next month.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the Capitol. Several congressional Republicans sending letters to board members at Twitter telling them to preserve all documents and communications pertaining to Elon Musk's bid to buy the company and the board's response, which was to deploy a poison pill tactic. SpaceX planning a mission tonight to retrieve four occupants from the International Space Station and bring them back to Earth.
SpaceX made history yet again in recent weeks, delivering a private crew of astronauts to the International Space Station. The mission was paid for by another company called Axiom Space, which hopes one day to build its own station in Earth orbit. That crew is due to depart the station tonight and splash down on Earth Sunday. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
New concerns about inflation and possible interest rate hikes from the Fed led to big losses on Wall Street Friday. The Dow plunging 981 points. NASDAQ dropped 335. The S&P 500 closing 121 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.